All right, the clock on the wall is 2 minutes slow. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 4th, 2012, Carrboro Board of Aldermen regular business meeting. Before we begin our regularly printed agenda here, is there anyone who's come to address the Board of Aldermen on a matter that is not on our printed agenda? I have two people who are signed up for items that are on our agenda. Is there anyone here who's on a matter not on our agenda? Okay, seeing none. I believe we have one charge. All right, Sarah Ludington, if you could come up and stand before the town clerk. Sarah is joining the Recreation and Parks Commission.
So if you agree to this, then you can sign and then meet the mayor and board of aldermen. As a Recreation and Parks Commission member, I will, one, advise the Board of Aldermen and Town Administration concerning, A, the acquisition of real or personal property to be used for park or recreation purposes and the maintenance and use of all town-owned, leased, or operated parks and recreational facilities, B, the operation of all recreational programs, and C, future needs for the acquisition of additional recreation facilities or the expansion of recreational programs and alternative means of acquiring such facilities or operating such programs. And two, report to the Board of Aldermen as requested by the Board and undertake such studies or perform such duties as the Board may request from time to time. That sound okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. And welcome. Thank you for your service to the town.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you, Sarah. See you Monday.
All right. Thanks very much for agreeing to serve. All right. Now, I believe we don't have any proclamations, I don't think. So I believe that puts us on our consent agenda, Mr. Manager.
Mayor, members of the board, there are four items on the consent agenda. The minutes from the June 19th and June 26th meetings. Also, approval of your CDBG grant for the Roberson Street Sewer Project. Item number three is a municipal agreement, utility agreement, and request for the town to convey utility easements for Smith Level Road improvements to the NCDOT. And item number four is a resolution directing staff to report to the Planning Board on the status of the Northern Study Area Plan Implementation Review Committee. Mr. Mayor.
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
All right. Is that a motion and a second then for the consent agenda without number three? Is that acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Our passing unanimously. What was your question on number three? Approval of municipal agreement, utility agreement, and request for a town to convey utility.
Yeah, thanks. I was just wondering how common it is for municipalities to donate easements to the DOT. Because you know, I understand that when we have negotiations with schools and other entities, there's usually a recognition of value in exchange. I'm just curious what the standard is in these cases.
I don't know that it's particularly common in the sense that the DOT is usually, of course, acquiring right-of-way, which they're doing in this case, or land adjacent to the right-of-way for drainage facilities. And what's unusual about this is that the town happens to own the property. So, I mean, typically they'd be acquiring these types of easements from private property owners or whoever owns the land, but it just doesn't usually happen to be the municipality. In this case, it happens to be us.
Right. So the question being, when other municipalities have similar situations, do they donate or is it also an exchange? I guess it comes down to, does the DOT appropriate funds to purchase easements even from the town?
I don't know what the usual, what the norm is. I don't have any experience beyond what we see here. Sorry.
I actually had a follow-up to Sammy's question, which was talking about this alternate language that we communicated with DOT. Did we get any response from them?
We do have a response, and I'll ask George to.
I was going to address the question about the easements.
Go ahead.
I think the DOT is following the same process and procedure we typically do when we're building something, and we hope that folks will donate the right-of-way to hold down expenses and so forth, and that's what we've done for our sidewalk program, as an example.
So I guess my question then was about this alternate language that regarding the suggestion made by our town attorney, do we have a response?
Yes, we received an email from the project's lead designer at NCDOT saying that the language would be able to be changed. We haven't actually gotten the actual physical document in front of us yet, but the intent by NCDOT is that that language could be changed to what was recommended by Mr. Brough.
Could somebody articulate or maybe show what the property, where that property, can you put up this picture that shows where the property is that the town of Carrboro owns?
And while we're pulling that up, there is a general easement location map shown on, I think, the third page of the abstract that helps to give a general location of that town property. But we can put up the map here.
Put it so, turn it so north is at the top.
This way.
Great. Thank you. So... I mean, I think it's sort of an interesting question you're asking, Sammy, and I can imagine a situation in which it would be an issue that would be worth pursuing. I suspect what's typical is that towns give the necessary right-of-way to DOT simply because probably in most cases, whatever the project is, it's not that controversial. In this case, it is somewhat controversial, but I'm just saying in many other places, elected officials are often, you know, 100% behind road projects, so it's a little bit different situation, so it may not be that meaningful to compare what other towns in North Carolina do. But the point I was going to make is, what even if we were a private property owner and we were inclined to press this issue with DOT, what they would pay us for is basically the reduction in value of the rest of our property based upon the change in the right-of-way. And if you can see at the top of the map there, what's curving around the corner there is Morgan Creek. And I guess the point I would make is basically what all this property is a steep slope leading down to the floodplain, and which is part of the reason that the town of Carrboro owns it in the first place, because it wasn't of interest to private developers. So, you know, I would sort of question what the value of that real estate really would be anyway. But just as like a couple of points of perspective.
Yeah, and I also bring it up and came to mind as we're thinking about library properties and potentially using town property. Mm-hmm. I would hope that in that case, because the property will be significantly more valuable,
yes,
that that investment by the town would be recognized and we would be compensated appropriately.
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, absolutely. I agree with that. All right. Is there a motion for the resolution?
Move the item.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. All those opposed? Might pass unanimously. All right. I believe that brings us to item D1, Affordable Housing Concerns Associated with Fannie Mae Lending Mortgage.